Okay, I'm going to call us back into order. We are on reports of select committees. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Rules and Ethics met regarding Bill Number ONCA 1836, an act to authorize and appropriate $50,000 to the Osage Nation Energy Services LLC and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Stabler, presiding officer Alice Goodfox. Final committee action, due pass is properly engrossed. Voting yes, Goodfox Stabler, one absent, Pratt. Rules and Ethics met regarding Bill Number ONCR 1817, a resolution to authorize a limited waiver of sovereign immunity from suit and a consent to jurisdiction for a fire protection and automated response agreement between the Osage Nation and the City of Tulsa, Oklahoma for the Tulsa Casino property. The sponsor, Alice Goodfox, presiding officer Alice Goodfox. Final committee action, due pass is properly engrossed. Voting yes, Goodfox Stabler, one absent, Pratt. Rules and Ethics met regarding Bill Number ONCR 1818, a resolution to approve a new fiscal year 2019 annual revenue projection of the Osage Nation with updated revenues. The sponsor is Maria Whitehorn, presiding officer Alice Goodfox. Final committee action, due pass is properly engrossed. Voting yes, Goodfox Stabler, one absent, Pratt. Rules and Ethics met regarding Bill Number ONCR 1819, a resolution to accept the offer from the State of Oklahoma to amend the Osage Nation's gaming compact to include a non-house bank table game supplement and to authorize the principal chief to execute the documents. Sponsor is Alice Goodfox, presiding officer Alice Goodfox. Final committee action, due pass as properly engrossed. Voting yes, Goodfox Stabler, one absent, Pratt.
Thank you. Move into third reading. First bill is ONCA 1836, an act to authorize and appropriate $50,000 to Osage Nation Energy Services LLC and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Stabler. Congresswoman
Stabler. Close.
Okay. Any other member want to speak for or against ONCA 1836? Seeing none, Congresswoman Stabler, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I made comments earlier about why I was willing to sponsor this bill. This is a group of people that have really only been in operation for a few short months, and in those few short months, they have reorganized, they have refocused their business plan. They have set up partnerships. They have entertained memberships to national organizations that will put them at the forefront to be able to achieve the contracts that would go along with this bill and the proposals that they seek out. They are needing this $50,000 boost here at the end of the year to cover the legal fees that they require for the proposals that they have in hand. This is a company that will be seeking proposals on a daily basis. They will be reaching out to not just government side, military and defense spending, but out to private industry. Anywhere there's a development, there's a need for this type of permitting and monitoring. It's a fledgling company. The name's been around for a while, but it is a fledgling company. And so I'm asking everyone's support to give them this boost and see how that they run the race on this. I think we have very creditable people at the helm now, and they're doing all the nitty-gritty work to get this to move forward and actually start producing. The revenue we spoke about earlier is a thread. It's just a thread to the rest of the threads. And so while it seems hard to bear that you would invest in have such a small return, it's a small return on the first thread. And that thread leads to another thread, which leads to another thread. So it gets them in the market. It gets them exposure to those large industries and private entities that have the investment dollars and are wanting to do the development, and it puts those contacts in place and those relationships in place for them to expand, and it puts the Osage Nation at a much higher esteem and in a global market. I think it's worthwhile to continue to let it expand and grow and see where it goes. While at the same time, I think we do need to be monitoring our businesses, and I understand the concerns, but this one is a startup. And so I hope everyone will support this at this moment, and we'll continue to address it as the future goes on. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Question now regarding ONCA 1836 is, shall the bill pass?
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Speaker Walker.
Yes.
Oh, sorry, Congressman
Bickhorst. Yes. There is an alternate effective date to this bill. All those in favor of the alternate effective date, say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Okay, the alternate effective date passes. Okay, moving on. Next is ONCR 1817, a resolution to authorize and appropriate or authorize and approve execution of the fire protection and automated response agreement with the City of Tulsa, Oklahoma, and to authorize a limited waiver of sovereign immunity from suit and a consent to jurisdiction. The sponsor is Congresswoman Goodfox. Congresswoman Goodfox, how would you like to proceed? Any other member like to speak for or against ONCR 1817? Okay, seeing none. Question is regarding ONCR 1817 is, shall the bill pass?
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Bickhorst.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Speaker Walker.
Yes. Okay. ONCR 1817 passes. Next is ONCR 1818, a resolution to approve a new fiscal year 2019 annual revenue projection of the Osage Nation with updated revenues. The sponsor is Congresswoman Whitehorn. Congresswoman Whitehorn, how would you like to proceed?
I'll wait on my time.
Any other member like to speak for or against? Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I agree that this resolution is needed. It's absolutely necessary for us to move forward with the budgeting of the nation for the next fiscal year. And I agree that the numbers in it are correct. The reason I rise today is to speak against it, and it's on conviction. I spoke very convincingly, I believe, during the campaign that we have to get the nation's finances under control, and this body has to start doing it. And I believe that we did that in April of this year when we passed ONCR 1811. We passed a projected revenue resolution. And the fact is, we couldn't live within those means. So we're here today with ONCR 1818. It's moving the goalpost. We just keep kicking the can down the road. We keep changing the goalpost of where we need to be. And I think that this is indicative of a bigger problem for the Osage Nation. And I have to vote against it today because one of the ways we're filling this budget shortfall is we're taking money from gaming. And I believe that they need that money right now. We put them on a path to expand our gaming operations with the hope of further projected revenue in the future. They're doing a great job. I believe in their mission. I believe in their goals. I believe in their path forward. But we also committed to have this $5 million for them to be able to pay down that debt early so that they could get out from their obligations and continue making more money for us. So again, I see that this needs to go forward. I absolutely understand. I appreciate the work that the sponsors put in it. I enjoyed working on it. I believe it's correct. I think it needs to go forward. But today, I'm going to vote against it on the principles that this is just moving the goalpost. And I see problems in our future if we can't get this stuff under control.
Any other member wish to speak for or against? Sponsor already waived her time, so the question is, shall ONCR 1818 pass?
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
No.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Bighorst.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Speaker Walker.
Yes. The ONCR 1818 passes. Next is ONCR 1819, a resolution to accept the offer from the state of Oklahoma to amend the Osage Nation's Gaming Compact to include a non-house banked table game supplement and to authorize the principal chief to execute the documents. The sponsor is Congresswoman Goodfox. Congresswoman Goodfox, how would you like to proceed?
Wait one time.
Is there any member that would like to speak for or against ONCR 1819? Okay, seeing none, question is, shall ONCR 1819 pass?
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Bighorst.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Speaker Walker.
Yes. Okay, ONCA 1836, ONCR 1817, ONCR 1818, and ONCR 1819 will be referred to enrollment. We're now on motions and notices. Are there any motions and notices? Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes, well, I have all the congressional members at the table. I'd like to notice a Commerce, Gaming, and Land meeting scheduled for Thursday, August 30th at 10 a.m. We're going to change our venue for this meeting to the law building, room 121, which is downstairs. The content of the meeting is the Baker Tilly Report presentation. The reason we're moving the location to the law building in that room is I believe there's going to be better acoustics. Mr. Diva with Baker Tilly is going to have to join his colleagues by WebEx. And we want everybody to be able to hear and participate in the meeting. So I just wanted to put you on notice that that presentation is in. I would request any member of Congress that's available to attend the meeting. I believe we're going to really get some good information. It's also my understanding there's going to be a revised draft report forthcoming previous to the meeting. So that's my understanding. It wasn't completely finished yet, so it's going to have some finishing touches on it. So look forward to getting that. And I just want to thank you.
Thank you for setting that up. I think that'll work good. Any other motions and notices? Congresswoman Goodfox.
Motion to adjourn the session.
Second.
Motion to adjourn the session by Congresswoman Goodfox, seconded by Congressman Tillman. Discussion. See none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, no. Session is adjourned. Thank you.
You just had that. After drinking that little bit of water, didn't you? You look right over here at me.